You Americans are so precious. This seems like an easy one, New York City. A Democrat, just a Democrat, or an actual communist jihadist, a literal Karl Marx quoting America-hating jihadist. I just want to say it's so cute that in, like, Europe, you had, like, the string of ISIS attacks, you had the Charlie Hebdo shit, and then you look over at fucking Mamdani, and conservatives are like, this guy? This is a radical... That's not him.
Christ Lobfield Adam and his wife.
Fuck, oh, just give me his debate performance. To say that this guy is like a...
out of politics, a human...
like a radical jihadist?
What I've actually...
this guy?
Clinton Hill, where he's tweaking...
this is America's Muslim extremists, okay? I just want to say, if you're a European and you listen to Americans complain about shit, dude... Europeans are having a rough time in a lot of different ways when it comes to like housing, cost of living, a whole bunch of shit. And then it's just so funny to come back to America and listen to Americans complain about it. And they don't realize like how unbelievably dominant they are compared to so many of the European complaints. It's just fucking wild.
It's affordability message to appeal to them.
What I've actually found time and again is that cost of living is affecting every single New Yorker, no matter their age.
And he can afford to do it. A Marist poll released over...
that feel my radical jihadist, the guy with the clean shaven dude in the suit with the comb hair, this is my radical jihadist. Holy shit, it's actually so... dude, London and Paris would kill to transform, not to be mean or racist or whatever to anybody who's homophobic, but these countries would kill to turn all of their Muslims into somebody like Mamdani. You have no idea. They'd be like, holy shit, what is this? My blessed Muslim brothers and sisters, come to me. Oh my God. It's so funny. Why did Trump endorse Cuomo? I haven't really followed the race. Why would Trump want that? Because the Republicans never winning. And Republicans never winning. He'd rather Cuomo than Mamdani, right? How are you out here quoting jihad attacks in Europe when jihad literally crashed a plane into your buildings? That was a long time ago, okay? We blew up all those Muslims. They're all gone. We killed them all. 12% reporting. 1 point lead. Why is this guy going up? Stop! Isn't Zohran's platform dog shit? Rent control seems like an L. I don't like it. I think a lot of it is too far to the left. But, liberals or left-leaning people don't, like, break the law to enforce their policies, like Republicans will right now, who will destroy the country and take us all down a fucking hellhole in order to get what they want. One of two things happens with Mamdani in New York. Well, one of three things, I guess. The boring thing is he can't really do anything he wants because he's not able to get it done because he doesn't have the political will or process to do it. The second thing is he does what he wants, but it works, in which case, oh, I guess maybe there's a stronger argument for some reason. Maybe city-backed grocery stores is a good idea for a reason that I didn't understand. Maybe there are externalities involved that make it a good idea. Or he does what he wants, and then all that shit doesn't work, in which case I can point to it and go, oh, look, well, seems like it's not a good idea. So we should continue on our strong center-left, policy-oriented trajectory. Why is a Cuomo victory bad? I'm going to be honest. I might align more policy-wise with Cuomo than Mamdani. That's possible. But Cuomo accepting an endorsement from Trump makes me hate him with all of my, like, spirit and soul. So, I don't... What about when the policies are to work? Trump pulls federal... oh, shit. I need to start having... I need to do this. Okay. Because this will be in prep for my... my Dinesh D'Souza debate will be one of the hardest debates that I've done in a long time. That I intend to make that a ruthless conversation. I need to have a list of things that are just very plainly, cleanly, obviously wrong, that there is no Democrat equivalent to, and I want to be able to run down a list of these. I'm just writing this down because, like, I mentioned it. I didn't even know this, but apparently Trump has already refused to provide funds to some states for FEMA, and then him threatening to pull federal funding from New York City if a certain politician gets elected that he doesn't like, it's unbelievable. Didn't you say that you should accept any endorsement you can get from anyone on peers? You're permaban for being so... I'm going to answer your question, and I'm banning you for being fucking retarded. Accepting an endorsement from anyone in order to win an election in a general is completely and totally different from losing your primary, and then running anyway in the general against your own party, and then accepting an endorsement from your political opponent to your party. Do not even, if you think these are even remotely the same, you're so fucking retarded. I don't even know why you're typing in any world. Whoever helps you get dressed in the morning just to put you to sleep. I think they didn't know that stuff. Okay, I'll unban them. Fine, there you go. Fuck you. Jane Jones up by 2 points, 38.2% reporting. Ooh, odds are favoring Jane Jones. Jay Jones quite a bit now. It's kind of funny that I remember that this, I think I've said this before, this is one of the things that turned me away from Republican politics, from the Republican Party, to becoming a libertarian, was seeing all of the Islamophobia in New York City after 9/11. Because I was always, I believed all the cuckoldry about like, oh, I might disagree with what you say, but I'd die for your right to say it, all that. I thought Republicans actually stood for that shit. And I remember thinking that a lot when I grew up. I was like, 9/11 is bad, Islamic extremism is bad, not good. But then when New Yorkers and shit, and especially Republicans started to protest, like, we need to get rid of mosques in New York City or block new ones being built. Right, I was like, well, hold on, that doesn't feel very American. That was one of the first things that started to turn me off from the, when I grew up, because I grew up as a hardcore Republican. So kind of funny to see this shit again. Oh shit, Jay Jones up to 95% on Polymarket. What are these guys all fighting over? I focus on Trump's and America's wins every day. The shows basically write themselves because there's so much obvious success. But then there's a set of influencers who ignore all the good stuff and only focus on petty squabbles, rewriting history and burning it all down. The self-proclaimed influencers of MAGA have spent six straight months doing the Democrats' job for them. Instead of honestly talking about what's happening in the world, Israel? Or all the incredible things President Trump has accomplished since returning to office, they devoted their energy to demonize Israel, claiming Trump is owned by foreign powers, APAC, warning he'll start World War III, and pushing doomsday nonsense even CNN wouldn't touch. They've undermined every one of President Trump's stated positions, attacked the people who actually move the needle for conservatives, and created an atmosphere where the conservative takeover has somehow become a leftist talking point because they've handed it to the Democrats on a silver platter. New Jersey live election results. Was this guy, was it really a Republican governor expected to win in New Jersey, or... I feel like the most important race for tonight is that the Virginia AG race. I think this was the big one, right? Prop 50 in Cali. What's the percentage on that? Wait, is that, that must be listed here. 0% reporting. Nice. Scroll down more. Wow, thanks. 95% chance on Polymarket for a Democratic sweep. What all does this include then? New Jersey governor, VA governor, VA attorney general? Or is there anything else? Does this include the California Prop 50 thing too? Every poll I've seen has Prop 50 passing pretty clearly. Good job. Democrats win the Virginia governor, the Virginia House of Delegates, and the New Jersey governor elections. Mamdani wins the New York City mayor election. California referendum, Prop 50 passes. Okay, based.
You specifically said, in terms of your view of like
coalitions,
like the coalition and the larger battle, right? That it doesn't matter at all who comes in, right? So like, I'll turn the question, I'll turn it back on you, right? Like, if instead we had a whole list of Democrats who won, who were like pro segregationists, you'd say like, well, I'd welcome them within the party, right? They have a D in front of their name, not an R, and so thank you, like, please let's fill up with pro segregationists. You're welcome here.
I mean, we'd be going back to the Democratic Party of, you know, 5 or 6 decades ago, right?
Sorry, that didn't answer my question. Would you welcome
them? The answer is probably yes. Yeah, in that context, that wouldn't you rather have the New Deal and a Great Society stuff than not, Prime?
Sorry, one time, no, sorry, hold on. Stop trying to dodge the question.
Isn't the answer yes?
We're not time traveling. Because now he's like, oh, now we're going back in time. No, we're not doing that. I'm saying, hey, like for 2025... right, or into 2026, we have brand new pro-segregationists coming into the Democratic Party. Would you welcome them because they have a D in front of their name instead of an R? He says no. Pisco says no. Hutch, what about you?
Maybe. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah, so that's a difference of opinion here, right? Like, I'm against segregationists no matter what decade it is.
Well, do you, I mean, I don't want to get hung up too much. We can move on to the next topic. But, like, do you think that Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes.
Okay. And
so, Hutch, let me clear it up, right? Because, Hutch, tell me if I'm wrong, Hutch. The reason you would ever say yes to a pro segregationist Democrat is because what's on the other side is now the right has moved so far, even past segregation, of, yeah, we're doing segregation and a lot more worse stuff, right? Right now, everything the same, but you would welcome a segregationist Democrat?
Say that question again.
Right now, every policy on the right remains the same. You know, I do think this is like we're fascists treading into fascism, but they haven't, you know, they haven't said they're going to bring back segregation yet. They're teasing the idea of miscegenation, you know, revisiting that.
But we're talking about fascism, right? Like when we talk about fascism, we should get into the specifics, right? What does that actually look like?
Right. But if the Democrats are pro-segregationists, that's worse than the current right-wing party.
First of all, this is a very strange question. But secondly, is fascism worse than segregation? I feel like the answer is pretty obviously yes. Segregation is bad. But Trump is deploying... Oh, this is another one of those they don't think Trump is that bad argument. One thing that I don't like about some of these hypotheticals is when people come into office, people say, okay, well, what's worse, the fascist conservatives we have now or the hypothetical segregationist Democrats? Well, are the segregationist Democrats going to have all the same hurdles to jump through as the current fascist conservatives? Or are you assuming that when the segregationist Democrats get in, they can just snap their fingers and do whatever they want? Because Trump still does have to fight through a lot of bureaucratic red tape. So, like, the hypothetical unstoppable segregationist Democrat is maybe worse than the current fascist Trump that's still having to jump through the hurdles. But, like, a hypothetical fascist Trump administration is infinitely worse than a hypothetical segregationist administration. No? Like, I don't know. It's like, but these are, like, such weird policies to compare. I don't know.
You're saying that if we had, like, for example, like one, thankfully there are no.
Who the fuck ran with Romney in 2012? I'm trying to remember. I have no memory of this. It was McCain and Sarah Palin in 2008. It was Paul Ryan. How did I remember that? I don't even know if I ever knew that. Damn.
Emerging segregationist Democrats. I'm happy to entertain your hypothetical, but even if we were to do this hypothetical, ridiculous. Like you're saying that, like, let's say like one or two like segregationist Democrats emerge and all of a sudden they were competitive in like fucking Nebraska or Missouri. You're saying that us adding that to like get a Senate majority would be worse than the MAGA movement right now in terms of like,
I think it would make if I believed empirically it would help stop Trump, I would encourage you to vote for them, but we just have a different thought process on the empirics. So the empirics are that I think, and I think Soypeel is convinced that allowing segregationists into the Democratic Party would like hurt mid to long term results in the brand of the Democrats, such that it would worsen our chances.
Do you guys understand that like black civil rights leaders, when they were, you know, deciding who they wanted to endorse when FDR was running, they endorsed him, even though he opposed an anti-lynch.
I don't even know why. Fuck, but I didn't watch the lead up to this. Why even take on this argument? We don't need to appeal to segregationists. I don't even know what the fuck this argument even is. This is like saying, like, I have a plan to wake up at 3 a.m. so that I can go to the gym and then go to sleep at 5 a.m. after. And I'm going to change my whole, I'm going to make this work, whatever. And it's like, but it's like, imagine a person saying this and they're like, don't even go to the gym or eat or anything. It's like, why the fuck are you min-maxing your midnight sleep gym? What the fuck are you doing? Why are we even talking about this? Who even are segregationists? What? I don't even know what the fuck this conversation is. What are we talking about? What?
Legislation. And even though a third of the Democratic caucus were...
Because they hit prime with a similar hypothetical. It was a hypothetical to voting for someone who supports the genocide. Oh, God.
Segregationists and Dixiecrats, because their concern was fascism was rising. And yet we have a conversation these days about like Donald Trump is a fascist threat.
I understand, Hutch, but this might be a good segue into another thing we were going to talk about, which Prime and I talked about last week, which is the amount of, I think you and I agree, displeasure and shade thrown at Plattner for a Nazi tattoo. But if he was a pro-segregationist and was polling better than Susan Collins, would you not have the same shade?
Oh, Hutch. Oh, no.
No. If Plattner advances past this primary, I will tell my viewers to vote for him in Maine.
Yeah.
Ask the other question. If he doesn't, will Prime support, is it Collins? Is that the person running against him? Will you support the other person? That's the difference, by the way. Also, I check all of your Reddit accounts when you guys are jerking off Mamdani in my subreddit. Okay, like I said, I support Mamdani. But if I go through your history and I see that you're one of those lib haters and you're just like trying to woke scold libs on supporting Mamdani, I permaban you. So, oh, Janet Mills, my bad. I don't know anything about this race. This has all happened while I was traveling. I don't even know where the fuck Plattner is.
This is a primary. This is a discussion.
I know what the fuck he's running for. I'm gonna be honest.
During a primary, that's a
okay. And I guess the idea is in the primary. I doubt that the pro segregationist is gonna win over any of these other candidates. So the hypothetical silly because we wouldn't get
doubt
that
it.
Far.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No, I'm sorry, but no, this is important to
for main senates. Is it the main senate? Is it a state senate seat or is it for the federal senate? As a main set, it's got to be for the federal. It's got to be for the U.S. Senate, right?
We're testing, right? His morals, his axioms, right? We're testing that. He's saying that, like, yes, pro segregationists are welcome, however he defines that, right? Welcome in the party just because they have a D in front of their name instead of an R in front of their name, right? Like, that's like the essence. Like, it literally doesn't matter what it is, right? And then he tries to bring in. That's exactly what he said. And then he does this copium, right? Like trying to defend himself, like the nonsense that he just said in front of everyone here, right? Talking about, yeah, I mean, I guess your segregationists would be fine, right? And he has to like bring up like black civil rights, right? Like people operating in a different decade, right? Under like a literal state violence at the time, right? Like looking at a candidate who they could work with to overcome that segregation, right? Using the best political vehicle that they had the time to
they made compromises. Goal.
You're saying
they made compromises. Yeah, yes.
And you're saying that within this decade, though, right? Like as it now,
you brought up segregationists.
I obviously did to do an extreme hypothetical.
Yeah, whatever.
But you agreed to the extreme hypothetical.
Yeah, you agreed to the hypothetical. We were talking about the hypothetical, and that's so fine. Swaypo did a good job of drawing this out, saying, "Hey, like
I'm very open about like how I work.
Exactly the way
you're not
it was
like
now.
You didn't like snake something
exactly
out of me. I talk about this all
but
the time.
We just had segregationists within our party. You'd say that's fine, right? Even today, even
if it meant,
you don't have to make those.
If it meant, let me just ask you, like, if it meant taking away the Senate majority from Republicans, would you be okay with it or no?
No, I wouldn't be okay with segregationists.
Brian, this is just
a segregationist? What is a segregationist going to do, though? Who cares?
I'm a little conversation over again.
So this is
Hutch's point. So
operate this way.
I don't think Hutch is saying we should actively encourage Democrats to be segregationists or welcome the open arms.
I think you just repackaged.
Can we get a slur for commies or these fucking ML losers? You need to like counter slur. You can't let them call you a shitlib and get away with it. Okay, you need names for these guys too. Okay,
Gene, in response to your question, I think he's repackaging a version of the trolley problem where he's saying like, I find fascism to be less desirable than Jim Crow segregation. Do you agree with that, Prime?
Segregation, you mean like...
Do you agree with that, Prime?
I don't know how that's even different. That's another... It was just another form of fascism within...
He's also retarded and thinks everything is fascism. Okay, nice.
The American society, right? We don't call it fascism, right? When we're thinking about this, but like massive state violence against that minority. Yeah, that's part of the fascist.
But I think the way you framed it,
that's what it is. But it's like, hey, as long as there are fascists, right? According to Hutch, as long as there are fascists, then yeah, welcome them in. As long as we have a D in front of their name. Let me change it slightly, right? Let me do it again. Hey, if they are avowed fascists, but they have a D in front of their name, would you welcome them, Hutch?
If it gave us the majority, yeah.
So it doesn't matter, you see? This is why I'm testing
you.
But here is the difference. The difference is by welcoming like one or two people that have extreme positions, the way you framed it, Pisco, was not correct. You were saying like it's either like fascism versus like Jim Crow. The difference is there would be no risk of like Jim Crow laws being enacted in the Congress at that time. And if we allowed like someone who was like avowed fascist, like one person, there would be no risk of like fascist, like codified law as a result of this.
There's an additional thing that what you're saying is assuming it would have a good result, right? Which I think is the core thing. Assuming that welcoming these people would produce a less risk or...
Of course.
I think Soypill and I diverge from you in the current, which where the context is different, I think, back in the 40s and 60s versus now, where that kind of empirical case about whether it makes sense in the medium or long term to make these kinds of coalitions where it starts to break apart. But I think there's an on point like example of this currently in Virginia, Jay Jones. Everyone here, I think, finds the comments made by Jay Jones about like killing, or I don't know what he said, like the death of
kids, killing kids.
We all find that reprehensible. I want commitments for everybody. You guys all endorse Jay Jones for Attorney General of Virginia, don't you?
Yep.
Yes. I'm a little on the fence about it, honestly.
On the fence. On the fence. And why is that?
As opposed to the Republican? Or what?
It's the same thing, actually, with the Graham Plattner stuff, where I'm like, okay, if this is the stuff you're saying in private, like, I don't know how I feel about you being in charge of a lot, let alone anything. Now, granted, there's not really a better choice right now.
Read your texts. They basically align with your opinion 100%, and they're funny. I don't think I've actually read the actual texts. They say nice things about everyone, LOL. If those guys died before me, I would go to their funerals to piss in their graves, send them out awash in something. Jay Jones. Three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. Spoiler, put Gilbert in the crew with the two worst people you know, and he responds every time. Jay, please stop. LOL, it really bothers me when you talk about hurting people or wishing death on them. Ooh, wait, who's this? This sounds like he's being set up. Who the fuck is this guy? Who is he texting with between Delegate, Coiner, and Jones? Oh, from, okay, Jones. Gotcha. A Republican elected official. These messages were years ago. You weren't simply asking questions, and you know it. I generally was. I was trying to understand your logic. You weren't trying to understand. You were talking about hopping Jennifer Gilbert's children would die. Yes, what it was before, only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy. Jessica's winning because she got that Bridges bump, okay? Does it say what percentage is reporting? Oh, 66. She's going to win. How long ago were these texts? Oh, my God. Okay, I don't care about this. This is fucking stupid. They were in 2022? He's a changed man, okay? Look, and he won. And he's a brother-ish based. He won.
Mama might give Mom Donnie a phone call. I can say, look, I'm not going to be upset if he wins, but damn if I don't want to put my weight behind him.
So objection do you have against like Prime? And Prime's like, okay, if this is how Kamala deals with the genocide in Israel, hang on. So the private comments of Jay Jones is enough to be like, I might not vote for him for Attorney General of Virginia, so even if it's horrible like that?
Sure. And I guess the difference would be the scale of the consequences of okay. him losing. Now, if you were to give me a good case over to why Jay Jones losing would be detrimental on a massive scale in Virginia, I'd say, yeah, whatever. I guess we could ignore this. But again, this is just like welcoming a segregationist into your party. While I can completely understand Hutch's, like, yeah, obviously, if accepting two people who are not going to, you know, pass major legislation to stop the fascist party is like the alternative, like that makes sense. But what are the downstream effects of welcoming this into your coalition? And like, how does that make you look? Does it reduce turnout?
You don't think having a Republican as the Attorney General is bad?
No, I obviously
in the state of Virginia, like that's bad. The guy apologized for his comments and text messages between him and a colleague a couple years ago, and you're willing to risk getting a Republican Attorney General in one of the most pivotal states in the union, really?
It's not about like I'm risking it. I guess you'd have to kind of lay out for me again. This is not something I'm super.
Why not get 100% behind him though? He's the Democrat. Like the Republican is 1,000 times worse. Like I'm like 80. I'm like 80 pussyfoot around it at all.
Because it's like, what am I willing to say? Yes, I will endorse this no matter what. And if
you're acting like this is dog.
Yeah. Wait. Why am I so gaslit by everybody? I got to break out of this. I'm glad that I guess I'm kind of ejected from these people's orbits or whatever. I wouldn't be able to do it. Fucking Adam is my soul. I love him so much. He's our hope and our future. This is so fucking soy. Like, President Trump, what are we doing today? Well, we just cooed the government in Colombia. We dropped some bombs in Venezuela. I just finished turning off all the federal funding to 7 blue states, and I have now provided federal resources to Texas to arrest women that are crossing state lines without having first taken a pregnancy test to prove that they're allowed to leave the state. And we are also executing people who are using VPNs in Florida to watch pornography without verifying their ID and both jerk hands every 30 minutes on their phone. Oh my God. Thank you, President Trump. And what was that? What happened to that Jones guy? What did he do? Why didn't we want him to be the Attorney General? Well, he tweeted some pretty edgy shit one time, like to a guy, what the fuck are we even doing? Texted, not tweeted. Sorry, he texted in a private message. He texted it in a message. One of the things I do this to people, I can't confront most people that make accusations of me now because most of them are fucking pussies. But like the question to ask, Mr. Girl did this. I thought it was really funny when he would do this to people. Mr. Girl would ask, do you really think I would fuck kids? Do you actually think I'm a pedophile? When I made the song, I'm a pedophile. Do you really think I'm a pedophile? And it's a good question, right? When I get the chance to confront people, I ask them that. When I said this thing, when I said conservatives should be afraid in the current environment, do you think I said we need to kill conservatives? Conservatives need to die? Keep in mind, I'm going out here and I'm doing this. You really think that's what I meant? You think if you listen to me, that would be the impression that you take away? How is it that my whole audience misses this? How is it that nobody that listens to me seems to be like on board with going out and like what's going on here? Why are you interpreting me this way, right? When you read these text messages, even in the limited ones I am reading, does it sound like you put three people in a room, who would you shoot twice? Is that really a murder threat? Do you really think people want to go kill people? This is our standard now? What the fuck are we doing here? Why are we even contemplating this? There's one criticism that should be levied at him about those text messages. And that it's, he just shouldn't have texted it to a Republican. Destiny, keep your eye on Peace Coast chat on the right. By the way, Ogre Boy and Doobie, we're going hard in the paint on pro-commie super chats. That Ogre Boy is so cringe, and Doobie is even worse. The fact that, whatever. We will love and miss him. The old Peace Coast that was. Our memorials will be built to honor his memory.
A catcher in the local community. This is Attorney General of the state of Virginia. It's a huge deal.
Sure. So lay out for me, Ari, like what would happen with a Republican Attorney General if Jay Jones were to lose?
Well, you wouldn't see
the redistricting ban, I think, was the big thing, right?
Lawsuits on behalf of the state trying to fight for funding from the Trump administration, for example.
There could be the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they
going after criminals in Virginia and the Commonwealth, where like sometimes we can't count on the federal government to go after criminals. And so we have to rely on like state analog statutes to the extent that there's overlapping spheres of jurisdiction.
Like for some of these, like cases. Alvin Bragg. Yeah, like Alvin Bragg did.
I guess we're in a weird moment where the ability for the Republicans to paint Democrats as literal demons to their entire party is kind of unprecedented. And so I'm stuck between 10 demons to we're in a weird moment where
is he going
to
keep saying the thing of like, guys, don't give them any ammunition. Guys, don't give them ammunition. He's not going to do this, right? Can we be past this, please?
The ability for the Republicans to paint Democrats as literal demons to their entire party is kind of unprecedented. And so I'm stuck between 10 years ago politics, where I look at this and say, I don't know how I feel about endorsing this person. And then at the same time, I guess it doesn't really matter because the worst thing that could possibly, you know, have downstream effects on us because of some bad comments or behavior doesn't matter because they already think that. So if I was on the fence, I lean more towards, yeah, obviously, I'd with support, but 100% is a little harder for me. You know, Hutch said 80. Can I say 75?
Now you sound like fucking Hakeem Jeffries or Obama with your phone call.
Let's flip the let's flip the incentive here. Okay, like, would you guys vote for?
I think I changed Story Pill's mind on the AG thing because I brought up Vance trying to get the Florida AG to go after you as a reason why we need Dem AG in Virginia, no matter what he texted. Base
a segregationist in your state, if it meant getting single payer health care.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, let's flip the incentive here, okay? Like, would you guys vote for a segregationist in your state if it meant getting single-payer health care?
Oh.
Oh, make him answer, make him answer, make him answer, make them answer. Please, 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 please make them answer that.
Oh, my God. I'm not engaging with your segregationist.
Not you, not you.
Wait, make them. You know, if I knew it would have
that just been ridiculous. It's like...
I'll answer it.
I endorse a cereal...
No, not these two. IRI is so based. He'll answer anything, okay? Peace Coast, whatever. I want to hear these two answer that.
Murderer, if they were the Democratic nominee. You know.
Let's do that. Literally. A convicted murderer. Would you vote for a convicted murderer who was pardoned by Donald Trump if it meant single-payer health care? If you knew for sure that you would get single-payer health care.
And there were no other like mid to long-term negative effects that I could calculate?
Some kind of single-payer.
Just one
thing,
Senate vote. It's just one crucial Senate vote. Okay, right? One crucial Senate vote. So the guy can't like unilaterally go and fucking do a bunch of shit. But you knew you'd get single-payer.
He supports serial murder. Like, he's not... he's actually
segregation.
Advocating for serial murder.
I can't believe you guys even have to think about this, man. It's single-payer.
Primal.
I'm trying to understand your idea.
Why do they get to meme through this and not answer? It's so fucking lame, dude.
Well, here, Hutch, I think that
because the segregationists would be promoting segregation.
Let's get away from segregation. Let's just get away from segregation.
Like playing ball with like the entire identity of someone. Like, hey, every single minority in this country, we might throw you under the bus potentially, or we might get on the board to the road to doing that. We're not doing it today. We're not doing it a year from now. But just so you know, we're gonna like, you know, welcome these people in just for this one thing. It's a silly hypothetical because I don't think like there ever is going to be this dichotomy. And the same
Now it's a silly hypothetical. Didn't they pose it before to Hutch though? Or am I? Did I misread? I kind of jumped in halfway.
Anyway, just as you're fighting the empirical case.
There's actually technically they could thread the needle on this, and they could just say no. I wouldn't support a segregationist if they could get a single health, single payer healthcare. And you say because if they were a segregationist, then they would segregate all the minorities out of the single payer healthcare system, and that wouldn't really be single payer healthcare. Truth bomb.
Case that he's laying out in the hypothetical. You're fine hypothetical. We both. Our response is we think that accepting these people into the fold would have negative downstream effects. That aren't so that we would say like, no.
And without those, I would say yes. Without those downstream effects, I do think those exist. And it's reminds me of those stupid AI prompts. Like, oh, you know, I asked it if a nuke was going to explode, but if I scream the N-word, it would stop. It wouldn't do it. And it's like, this is never going to happen. All right. This is very silly. And to get upset at people for not screaming slurs is kind of ridiculous in the hypothetical itself, because that's not really what's going on.
But I'm curious how Prime.
How do they choose literally the hottest fucking... Was this like a Vanity Fair photo shoot? Or who took this picture? Jesus Christ. Why? Who? My God. Only a left-wing Jew working for the New York Times could write such a glaze-up on Nick Fuentes, use the hottest regime available, further filter it to make it even better, and then screech about how this is the fault of Jewish conservatives. Oh, Abby, mad as fuck. Mad AF.
I'm curious how Prime would answer, given what he asked Hutch.
And to get upset at people for not screaming slurs is kind of ridiculous in the hypothetical itself, because that's not really what's going on.
But I'm curious how Prime. I'm curious how Prime would answer, given what he asked Hutch.
I want to change it though. Like, would you vote for a segregationist if you knew that it would lead to a socialist revolution? Oh, he's thinking about
only for white people? Like, I don't, like...
No, for...
What? Oh, he got it! He did it. Okay, good job.
Ideal socialist revolution.
No, hold on. I'm saying that there is a minimum of standard that I have that for candidates that they have to clear. If they're a fascist... like Jim Crow was American fascism, then no, I'm not going to vote for them.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote for them.
Can I just add like a couple more things to it? Like, what if you had advanced knowledge that your socialist friends would murder this man as soon as you did the socialist revolution?
Jesus Christ.
And then everybody gets socialism for minimum 200 years.
That's the bonus is the murder. That's a sweetener for Prime.
All right, I think this will be the last hypothetical.
Come on, I just want to know the answer to that question.
No. Like, what you're trying to do, right, is like you're saying, hey, the hypothetical that I created, right, I think is firmly within the bounds of like logic, right. Like, now we have to bring in like exotic technologies, right? So that we can know into the future what's going to happen, right?
You brought up the segregation.
Know into the future. That's the whole point. If you do this, then this can happen. Oh, my God. Kentucky Secretary of State. It's election day. So why doesn't Kentucky have any this year? We're getting calls about polls being closed. They're closed because we do not have elections today. Kentucky votes next year. You cannot vote today in Kentucky for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia. Sorry. He went on to say this, quote tweet, have I mentioned my repeated call for civic education? Holy fuck, the dude who wants to murder Republican children and kill conservatives is 2-1 to win right now. Nice. Exaggeration there, buddy. Deposit 500 ruples into his account. At Walsh Cope 2. This is what we're up against. These people want you dead. They cannot be any clearer about it. This is the fight. Right here. 51% of Virginians are apparently for the murder of Republican children. I don't know who this guy is, what position he has, who he, what he does for anything. This guy should be exiled from the United States. All I know is I know that. I've seen enough of him talk and interact with Pisco and everybody else. This guy, whoever he is, he's got to go. He is second in line, okay, in the second group of people. First one is all the Trump sycophants, admin, like people in government, everything else, and media people maybe. He's second in line. This guy is crazy. The Democratic establishment loves to say the party needs to move to the center, as if they're not already there. In New Jersey and Virginia, deep blue states, they managed to nominate two national security Dems who aggressively stand for nothing beyond poll-tested platitudes. So they should be cruising to victory, right? Instead, Spanberger is barely ahead of a GOP nominee. Even Republicans think is a dud. And Mickey Sherrill is neck and neck in Jersey. Get the fuck out of here. And they all crushed it. Seems like this worked out okay. Got him! Mike E. Sherrill. Oh no. Not my fallen king. He's looking for his crown on the floor that he dropped. Oh no.
Do not have you for the upstairs of this.
Okay.
Oh no.
Can I see your ticket tape?
Oh, I'm escorting him.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. If oh, you're
so we can't escorted? We can't go upstairs.
So they're not on the list for upstairs?
I do not, but if are you, do you have this wristband? I can also just check in the chat.
Well,
okay.
So I thought we were going upstairs, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I can double check and just make sure
upstairs
on my end.
More seating area.
Yeah, I just wanted a drink. I'm good.
I didn't even want to see Mom Donnie. Is that where he's at, the Mom Donnie party? I didn't even want to. I just wanted a drink, bro.
Just so I can.
Here.
What was your name? Sorry. Michael. Okay, great. Let me just make sure. On my.
Yeah.
On my back channel. That's okay.
Oh, no.
We had no motion, chat. We had no motion.
We're washed. We're washed.
Fell off.
Check the stream.
It's okay.
Stop whispering in the microphone, Marsh. They can hear you.
I'm just coughing.
What is this?
...in the primaries, and then still had to continue fighting in a crowded field with the president of the United States of America.
Oh my God. Now he's the number one.
Talking about
the number one Mom Donnie Glazer.
From New York that were previously allocated. A lot of very wealthy and very powerful people are terrified, I think. And it's really interesting because what Zohran Mamdani has represented as an outsider's perspective is a guy who's putting working class people first in his campaign. And the very fact that that is so terrifying that you have the likes of Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, Bill Ackman, Elon Musk, numerous billionaires in the United States of America, this scared, this worried, is really interesting to me. It's like, why are you so antagonistic to offering people some modest change, a crumb of affordability, a modest expansion of already existing social safety nets? Why is this so hard to fathom for so many wealthy people? And I think it's because they want to destroy hope. They want to destroy hope within the working class that a better tomorrow is possible, because they do worry. And I think some members in the media as well play a formative role in this process to make sure that people are fearful that if the working class is united, they might be able to advocate for their own best interests.
Can you talk a little bit about what Zohran's victory would mean for the pro-Palestinian movement from your perspective?
I think
the pro-Pali movement,
the pro-Palestinian position, was a third rail, an untouchable part of American politics for far too long. And I think that's another reason why a lot of people feel threatened, even though Zohran Mamdani advocated at the time boldly for the majority position. This was already the position that he advances is the majority position that many Americans and the overwhelming majority of Democrats also agree with. And yet, for some weird reason, we don't see that in Washington, D.C. And I always ask myself why. I talk to politicians all the time. I say, what's going on? I mean, the overwhelming majority of your base of support are very clearly recognizing right from wrong in terms of our seemingly unconditional loyalty to the state of Israel, a foreign nation that demands billions and billions of dollars in weapons transfers, and then also ends up interfering in our domestic affairs as well, in terms of anti-BDS legislation that they advance in 38 different states in the United States of America right now. I mean, this is a direct violation of the First Amendment. And for some weird reason, this is like a not ever discussed. And for the first time ever, a lot of Americans did actually realize that this was a significant problem for them, so much so that I think they rewarded a politician that came out and said, I want to be a mayor of New York.
What do you do about music volume in events such as that one? Do you like having your hearing destroyed by relentless bass banging? I'll bring earplugs. I remember I did it for my little sister's graduation. That was a long time ago. But I'll bring earplugs to shit like this. I don't appreciate it. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's fun. I don't think it's funny. And I don't give a fuck if somebody calls me a pussy. I'm not going to be sitting here at 40 years old. Oh, I can't hear you. Especially when it's not even good music. Like, if I'm going to blow my fucking ears up. I at least want it to be for shit that I enjoy listening to. Like,
I'm just sick.
Okay.
I'll figure it out if I can.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem.
Can you take my number? Yeah. Text me if you need anything.
Wait, here. Put it, don't say it out loud.
Are you guys streaming live?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Remember the Idaho stream where you left the house because the music was too loud? Oh, maybe. House parties are always the. It's just stupid. They just jack the amp up to 11. I'm not here for that. I'm good. I'm good on that one, Chief.
You guys streaming live?
Oh, yeah, we are. But if we're not showing anything yet, but there's 72,000 people watching.
Oh, great.
Currently.
Oh, 72,000.
It's out of focus. There we go.
They're just watching the ground.
Cool. Great.
All right.
I also have a staff, a team member at the box office, the interior. That might be called a
That's okay. Yeah. I think we're good.
Right? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Are there drinks here or no? Oh, we can get drinks here. All right, perfect. What do you want, March?
I don't drink while I'm working.
You're such a fucking liar. You do ketamine while working. I mean, allegedly. Hello. Hi.
New York City votes have started. What is the plan here? Did Cuomo really think he could win? Was he ever slated to be able to win with Curtis still in? I wonder what would have happened if is it Sliwa? If he would have dropped in, or is it Silwa? Sliwa? If he would have dropped and endorsed Cuomo. I haven't kept up with like the, no, and Sliwa hates Cuomo. Oh no, wait, that's the guy. He's the taxi guy who got shot in the heart and fought the mob, right? He'd rather kamikaze, he hates the dude. The latest poll had Cuomo one margin of error within Mamdani, and Trump endorsed him after that poll came out. There was a real shot, but it seems like Dems are just sweeping tonight. Kings. It's really mad if you ask him that question.
You seem to have such vitriol specifically. Why do you seem to have such vitriol specifically for Cuomo, but less so for Zoran, who you almost seem to have a begrudging admiration for on some level, just given his political savvy, no. If nothing else? And what do you make of Cuomo's aides saying, oh, Sliwa did a deal with Zoran, and you're angling for some position, I don't know, animal welfare czar in the Zoran administration? Would you be interested?
Let me tell you something. Let me set you straight.
Okay.
And the rest of you journalists, who every day were telling me you're going to drop out, you're going to drop out.
I never said that.
Everybody. And how many times did I say I'm not dropping out? Every day, freaking day. Instead of asking me about issues, they ask me about nonsense like this. Am I partnering up with Zoran Mamdani? Andrew Cuomo lost that primary to Zoran Mamdani. There would be no Zoran Mamdani if he would have won a campaign. There would be no Zoran Mamdani if Eric Adams had done a halfway decent job as mayor. He turned out to be a crook. And so everybody looks at Andrew Cuomo and they look at Eric Adams and they say, I don't want to go back to those dark.
Read my follow-up. I read your follow-up. I just don't care. It's retarded. What? I've been... Oh, never mind. Yours was not retarded. I read somebody else's that was retarded. My bad. I've been met with pretty bad reactions. I'm trying to get people to turn that shit down at much smaller gatherings, dance classes. What's the debate strat to get them to do it? By the way, look up values for DB versus exposure time for permanent hearing damage. You'll be surprised. Exposure time is important, for sure. You just don't ask them. Most of those people don't care if they blow their hearing up anyway, though. They're like young and retarded as whatever. And then when they get older, they have to turn it up to even be able to hear it or enjoy it, so. Decision desk is already calling it for Mamdani. That's it, guys. Welcome to 9/11. The third World Trade Center attacks are on the way. It's all over.
New York Times. I wanted to get your thoughts on the Democratic Party here and whether or not this, what this upcoming Tuesday means for them. Ezra Klein recently wrote for the New York Times that over the past 15...
She's laughing because she fucking hates him, because she likes to represent a political movement that has absolutely zero fucking future in any political position ever, because she likes to just meme and troll on her stupid fucking YouTube show that for some reason Sam Cedar enables.
Here's the Democratic Party has made room on its left and closed down on its right. For all the talk of what the Democratic Party should learn from Bernie Sanders and Zohran Mamdani, there should be at least as much talk of what they should learn from Manchin or Golden or Marie Perez or Sarah McBride. The party should be seeking more, not less, internal disagreement. Do you agree with that stance?
No. I don't know what reality Ezra Klein is living in, that the fact that the Democratic Party has tacked to its left, in what universe? Yeah. The coalescing around Joe Biden in the 2020 primary, the besmirching of Bernie Sanders supporters, the eschewing of that movement in 2016, and even in this current moment with Zohran Mamdani, who has...
2016? Hello? What? Why? How far back are we going here? I'm sorry, do you want to talk about segregation and civil rights next? Like, what...
been a shot in the arm for the Democratic Party. You still have Chuck Schumer refusing to endorse him, and Hakeem Jeffries' endorsement is lukewarm at best. There is a fight right now within the Democratic Party, and Ezra Klein is representing a floundering corporatist centrist flank that is increasingly irrelevant in the party.
Increasingly irrelevant. Represents 99% of elected lawmakers, by the way. Every single time these loser progressive tanky fucks run in any election, they get crushed. Now the only downside to Mamdani winning in New York City is going to be all of these hopeless fucking losers viewing him as the sole progressive lefty life raft. We're like, oh, look, oh, we can do, we have one politician, we finally, okay, every other fucking loser lost, we finally have our one fucking person that we can tie our fucking wagon to, one person, oh my God.
And he's trying to carry water for them in the Times. I mean, I think it's a lucrative thing to do, but it's not necessarily matching the reality.
I love it. I'm so excited to disagree with you. I do, because I couldn't disagree more. The point Ezra's trying to make is that it takes two wings to fly. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to say the Democrats need to build a big tent. And he's not saying you got to choose between Zohran Mamdani and Bernie Sanders in the center swing. He's saying Democrats need to compete in more places. You raised a stat earlier that I think is the key one. Why, when Donald Trump's numbers are plummeting among independent voters, he's got 48% strong disapproval, how come the Democratic Party's approval rating is lower?
Because they're not left enough, because they're all centrist, because they need to be socialism, single-payer healthcare, and stop the jokes.
As a brand.
Because
then
the message that I was just trying to elucidate.
So you believe it's because they're not far left enough?
No, I believe that there needs to be a different approach to politics here. Not building a tent and saying we don't necessarily stand for anything, including Ezra advocating for saying that we should run anti-abortion Democrats in red states. Let's throw trans people under the bus. Let's throw women under the bus. Let's just do anything except...
If you're orienting territory, though?
No,
he's talking about being practical.
Yes, and trying to expand the map. That's what needs to happen here.
Queen status. Queen. Also, she looks stunning. She just had a kid, I think like a month ago, already recovered, back in action, absolutely precious, amazing human being. Wait, is this Rampart or am I mixing this up with the other person? Okay, good job. I don't know which child she had or what number she had, but I think that's her, right? Rampal. Good job.
Yes, and trying to expand the map. That's what needs to happen here. How do you expand the map? Is you win in Ohio and you win in Pennsylvania and you win in West Virginia. As much as Democrats hate Joe Manchin, he was the only Democrat who could win statewide office.
True. How do you know this? Because I love every show and panel she's on is amazing. But she tweeted out a few months ago that she was either retiring, I think, permanently, or she was stepping back because she was having a kid.
I'm sorry, but Joe Manchin helped kill the child tax credit, which is the reason the Democrats are lagging behind in the Ford.
Oh, Joe Manchin is why we don't have the child tax credit. Oh, ignore the 50 negative. Oh, she joined the bulwark. Well, she retired from wherever she was. Ignore all the Republicans who voted against it. If we would have just had a red voter in there, if we would have had a Republican instead of Joe Manchin, we would have had the child tax credit. Oh, thank you, Emma Dipshitland, who thinks every single person who lives in Africa looks like Tupac. Good job, Emma Vigeland. Fucking moron. God, I hate her so much.
If they were Republican
in that seat. I'm mind melded. Do you see that? Do you understand that? Mind melded.
If the Democrats want to orient themselves behind a work...
No response. No answer. Nothing to say. Time to virtue signal. Idiot.
...class coalition and use that as the base, that is how you build a durable coalition, not the one that has lost to Trump multiple times.
But if you look at the track record of, like, Sunrise and Justice Dems and these other...
And they... Yes! Where are they? You've had over a decade on your fucking political movement. Where are all of your elected officials? You have nobody. All you can do is flip some plus 40 blue seats. Go anywhere and get wins. Show it. You have such a huge potential to flip red seats and deals. Then go fucking support somebody somewhere. Go do it somewhere. Go to a red district. Go to some place for the U.S. House of Representatives and start winning one of these super progressive positions. Stop just showing that you can infect and turn like super blue seats to a more blue politician.
you know, more populist progressive groups, Sunrise and Justice Dems and these other, you know, more populist progressive groups.
The base is there. They have not gained
a single seat.
Yes! Not nowhere! That's what I said earlier when she brought up, like, oh, these other Dems just aren't represented. There is a 99% of elected politicians. What are you talking about? What do you mean they don't represent? Who do they not represent? Your followers on Twitter?
Because of the institutional pushback from the Democratic Party. Oh my God. It was a Dem institutional push.
The Dems are so powerful. And your candidates are such losers, even though they're the most popular people, apparently. I thought the voter base was there. The Dems are so strong. So the Dems, who are so incompetent when it comes to fighting Trump, are really good at just fucking their own...
The base is there. The base is currently behind. They have not gained a single seat because of the institutional pushback from the Democratic Party. And right now, the voters are part of their...
Sorry, but the voters are stupid, and they don't know as well as me, Emma Vigeland, who went to a $50,000 a year... primary grade school. They don't know as well as me.
To Emma's point, I do think that there is, when you're just looking top down from the most powerful figures in the Democratic Party establishment, there...
Go back to YouTube. Why are you even on this fucking network? Oh my God. Get our boy Adam in there.
Is a pattern of them being much more accepting of the rightward flank than the left side of the flank. I do think we're seeing, I mean, I think we have some sounds. Hillary Clinton was just, right. There is a pattern of them being much more accepting of the rightward flank than the left side of the flank. And from the most, to Emma's point, I do think that there is, when you're just looking top down from the most powerful figures in the Democratic Party establishment, there is a pattern of them being much more accepting of the rightward flank than the left side of the flank.
That's not true. I feel like all the issues, and listen, I think Dems should fight harder on certain things, okay? They should fight harder on certain things, and I'm okay fighting on the left of, but no. No, the Dem problem has not been that we've been too far rightward. It's getting killed on, Charlie Kirk said it really well, when he said, no, I'm just kidding, stop. I had a cough. Charlie Kirk said it best when he said, Dems get slaughtered because he's really good at picking 80-20 issues, okay? I highly recommend Charlie Kirk, Gavin Newsom's podcast, very, very, very good on political strategy. And Charlie Kirk accurately pointed this out, that Dems will get slaughtered on all these 80-20 issues over and over again. The fucking trans shit, okay? Listen, when somebody approaching that, just say, trans athletes? Yeah, kind of dumb. You know, at least for NCAA and beyond, college stuff? No, okay, we're done, okay? We're not talking about that anymore. Boom, okay, move it off. The fucking BLM bullshit, all of this fucking stupid autistic, the pro-Pali Gaza shit, this is not, like, helping us. All of this is hurting us. All of it is hurting us. The perceived lack of the toughness on crime and illegal immigration, all these things hurt us.
Like, I do think we're seeing that. I mean, I think we have some sounds. Hillary Clinton was just asked about Mamdani, yeah. Who is, by every poll, still in a double-digit lead, very likely to become the mayor.
In
New York City, yes. That is true. New York City is quite a blue place. Fuck, I'm trying to find, somebody emailed me an explanation of this. I thought it was actually, I appreciated it.
The sound that we have of Hillary Clinton, and then I want both of you to respond on the other side.
It's fine.
If you had a vote in this city, would you vote for Zoran Mamdani?
You know what? I don't vote in this city. I'm not involved in it. I have not, you know, been at all even asked to be involved in it, and I have not chosen to be involved in it.
She was a senator from New York. She's in New York all the time for various events. She speaks up on other Democratic issues.
She doesn't live in a lot of states, and she weighs in on
John, do you think that's the right move for Clinton to make?
I think she's telling the truth about what she's punting because she doesn't support Zoran Mamdani's policies. Look, there's been a long struggle over, we go back to 1977.
Am I retarded? I swear to God, somebody emailed me this. It was within the last 30 days. Why can't I find this?
I'll just go nerd out. Moynihan versus Bill Abzug. There are deep divisions inside the Democratic Party that get played out. There are good principle fights over policy. Those are legitimate fights and disagreements. And for a lot of folks, a member of the DSA who's never held a job or never had an executive experience.
Assemblyman's a job.
Not a job in the private sector. I don't care.
Oh, wait, is he talking about Zoran? If you're running for an elected office, why do you need a job in the private sector? I don't understand. That's so weird. I don't know. Whatever.
Never had an executive experience.
Assemblyman's a job.
Not a job in the private sector. I don't care about that, though.
Yes,
see,
a job.
That's the problem.
Right.
It's worth a DSA who's never held a job or never had an executive experience.
Assemblyman's a job.
Not a job in the private sector. I don't care about that, though.
Yes,
see,
a job.
That's the problem.
Right.
It's worth caring about whether someone's ever had a job in the private sector. It's worth caring about whether they've had an executive experience. He's enormously talented. He's very compelling.
Wait, like, who's this guy? Who cares? I had cringe. It's funny event. I heard the guy talk about Zoran and why it took a while to endorse. This picture is a key takeaway, but the article describes it in more detail. He's only electable in New York City, Boston, Chicago, and maybe L.A. Schumer did right by not endorsing him. If Jeffries didn't, it would make sense. While a congressional rep from New York, he's the head of the Dem leadership in the House. His job is to work on winning more House seats for Dems, not virtue signaling for city mayoral candidates. He knew those numbers and still did it. And what did he get? The entire left, you can even see Pisco, said he had to qualify praise for it by saying it was too late. And then what does he link? Some chart here. Two-way favorability by Democrats by subgroup. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all voters. Gavin Newsom, AOC, Kamala Harris, Zoran Mamdani. Oh, so most Democrats favor Newsom, AOC, Harris and Mamdani is at 50%. Schumer's at 17%. Damn.